Welcome to Soroka Speaks, coaching minds and elevating careers. We're so happy to have you here. We hope that you enjoy this episode and that it supports you to put your potential in motion. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Soroka Speaks. My name is Emily, and I am here joined by my beautiful co-host.
It's Claire.
And today we are bringing you part two of Us Versus Them, where we are talking about the different experiences of what it means for us to be women, to be living in a world of polarity filled with masculine and feminine dynamics, and everything in between. So if you have not listened to part one, I would love to give a little context that for us, this topic came about in a fashion that was highlighting the polarity in, for me, my own perspective and how sometimes this topic feels a little cringy to me, given, you know, equity and equality. And I suppose I just want to state my personal perspective, if you will, belief at this time in my life as we venture into some of these topics, which is really that I believe like masculine and feminine, men and women, like have the opportunity to complete each other. They don't need to compete with each other. There are different strengths and weaknesses of both genders. There are toxic traits in both genders, and there are absolutely divine traits in both and all genders, I really should say. In this context, we're talking about the, you know, specifically stats of men versus women. So that's the just like sort of the preface and the context that I want to set for having this continued conversation in this vein. Claire, anything that you'd like to share, just, you know, or as we venture into sometimes what is a little bit spicy, controversial, if you will, topics?
Yeah, I agree with you. It can be spicy and controversial. You know, and we did debate, do we go down this rabbit hole? But for our listeners, the reason that we have is because as we started doing some research for this episode, some of the stats were quite astonishing, really. And so it really solidified our minds of, yeah, we want to talk about this and we want to bring more awareness and we want to use our platform to really just highlight the state of the state of the world when it comes to men and women within through this business lens, particularly for this episode. And I know we're really going to get into some stats. We've done quite a lot of research into this as well. So we have some very interesting information to share throughout this episode.
I think that's a beautiful highlight or point as well, that what we are endeavoring to do through this is educate ourselves and anyone else that is curious or interested in these topics, because I think from the perspective, or, you know, what the research shows is that especially in the workplace where we have more equitable representation at the most senior levels of businesses are inevitably more profitable. All of them. That is what all of the research across the world shows. So there is, yeah, some interesting things here. I think that where sometimes feminist culture comes into play, coming from some of the stats, for example, where in the U.S. women make up over 50% of the workforce, but only 30% of the senior leadership roles in major companies. So when you think about sometimes the aspect of feminism is, you know, that women have been essentially propping up a world that services men to a greater degree. And that for me is something like as a human, you know, it's interesting to observe. And then to actually like, you know, from the most uncharged place possible, look and see, like, has this impacted me anywhere in my life? And absolutely, the experience of being a woman, especially in business, you will notice. And there are just unconscious bias, sometimes conscious outright bias, sexism, misogyny across the board. Yeah, this topic needs to be talked about. And I think and to be educated, you know, the opportunity to educate ourselves and others is at the forefront of this conversation.
Do you know what came to mind when you said that is that, you know, and how the reflection that we had and how we view ourselves and our experiences. I think that in 20 years, I'm really racking my brains, but I think in 20 years, you were the first female that I've worked for in 20 years I think I've always had men bosses, leaders, managers, CEOs.
You had one female boss that was terrible that you've told us about.
Yes, but she was my line manager. She was boss of...
Okay, like the leader of the organization.
Yes, she was my direct report, and she was terrible. She was horrific towards me. But loosely, I had one manager, but I have never worked in a corporate environment where I've had the C-suite be women or, any of my bosses, you know, of a senior level. She was, you're right. She was the only one, but she was kind of the head secretary, if you like. I'm going to say the head secretary, because we were secretary pool.
Do we even use secretary? I think you use receptionist now, right? Like, does anybody use, unless you're like the secretary, like on the board kind of thing in that context. Yeah. So yeah, that word, when I think of like typewriter behind a desk, someone with like, you know, a row of women, just like, you
that's
know,
almost
that's what
was.
A working woman looked like at one point in time.
Oh, God, it definitely was like that. We were almost like the typing pool for the men in the business. It was nuts. But yeah, you are the first kind of senior or CEO even that I have worked for that has been female in 20 years.
Wow,
which I love,
I'm honored.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, no pressure. As far as I'm concerned, no, that's really, really unique. And you have me now racking my brain. Have I? I've had this entrepreneurial journey on and off since I was 19. I haven't always been an entrepreneur. I have some corporate and we don't need to get into my career journey here, but throughout it, other than working for myself as my own female boss or leader, I really don't think I have either. I've had female managers. But who has been at the helm of each organization has always been men.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. I'd be interested to see when anyone that's listening, please drop a comment if you have ever had worked for a company that has had a female in the C-suite or one of the senior leaders has been a female. I would love to know other people's experience with that. But we digress very slightly into our journey. And I kind of want to just pull it back a little bit because you did touch on the financial impact of having female leaders. And I wanted to really share some stats around that as well, because I think it's quite outstanding, I think, actually, because I would never have really believed it was such a big number. But the stats that we found and that are out there for all to find is that companies with 30% or more female leaders are 12 times more likely to be in the top 20% for financial performance. And there's another stat that we have as well, that increasing the senior female management from 10% to 15% correlates with 50% higher profits in the business.
Wow. Like, that's significant.
Yes. Yeah. It is.
You know, let me get your opinion. What do you think are some of the qualities in the most optimal setting or environment, what do you think are some of the qualities that both, you know, stereotypically men and women bring to that business dynamic that you think potentially enhances the profitability of an organization?
I think it's interesting when we consider the qualities of what senior leaders can bring and the difference, perhaps, you know, from my perspective and my knowledge so far, I would say that women come with a little bit more of that empathy, a little bit more of the, I don't want to say human-centered, but I feel like it, you know, we have a different way about us when it comes to dealing with uncomfortable situations versus the men that are, from my experience and from research that we've done, they are a little bit more sort of straight to the point. Here's the facts. Here's what needs to be get done. Here's what's right or wrong. And there's no real kind of empathy or, I don't want to say emotion because, you know, it's not you're at work, but there has to be kind of that human-centered approach. And I think that's where men and women can differ not everyone, of course, but I think for the majority, that's where we differ as a gender. What are your thoughts around that?
Again, like I preface everything, kind of being tender, like preface everything with like, you know, speaking stereotypically or speaking from like a more general perspective. I think women are more organized. I think we have better time management overall. I think that as much as multitasking is a quality that we want to promote in the workplace, a woman's ability to hold multiple subjects and things and, you know, sort of compartmentalize different things simultaneously. I see women being able to do that better. And actually, I heard this example once, and this is perhaps a good example, that typically the way, like, imagine that, like, life or work is, like, you know, this wall of boxes, right? And like you go and you take out like the family box, and then you take the box out and you open it up and you do all the family things. And then when you're done with the family things, you know, you can put the box away. Like this is how men work. They take out like one box at a time. They're kind of like in that little box to probably, okay, compartment, right? Compartment. We're going to take out one compartment at a time. And then women have the ability to like hold multiple like compartments off the shelf simultaneously and kind of understand what goes in what compartment where, and you know, lots of things can be off the shelf, if you will, at the same time. And I personally resonated with that example, and I think that the ability to do both perhaps does complement each other, especially if you're in, you know, a sort of well-rounded team or environment where both of those qualities and aspects can be explored. And then depending on what the objective of the project is or what success looks like, you know, in what way do we need to be kind of dealing with all of those different compartmentalized boxes?
Yeah.
Does that track?
100%. 100% agree with all of that. And I was also thinking about women leaders through the lens of empowering others within their team, and how having conversations to completely understand their employees and their strengths and their weaknesses really empowers their team and really strengthens their team in a way that props them up as a leader and really boosts the business in other ways, and can really put the employees in the place where they are thriving and really then generating the most output that they possibly can for their role and the business. And I think women leaders are incredibly strong in that capacity, because we ask a lot of questions. We're inquisitive. Mm. We want to know. And I think that really serves us well as a leader of others. So that was my other kind of point to make on that one.
Interesting. Okay, here's something that's interesting, talking about like the different dynamics and, you know, energetics. This one just throws me for a loop, because this is not necessarily financial, although it is, but it's also about power and the distribution of wealth via things like equity in an organization, right? And stocks. So even though women hold 25% of the top executive roles, for example, in the S&P 500, they control just 1% of the shares compared to their male counterparts. So at these same senior leader roles, women are having 1% of that stock compared to their male counterparts. 1%. So you think about somebody coming up in the ranks. Say you started with an organization as a startup and you were with them through, you know, a couple rounds, and then you went IPO, and all the while you're earning equity in the organization. What this tells me is by the time either you've gotten to senior leadership, whether you've come up in that organization or whether you were cross-promoted into a senior leadership role, where you negotiated the equity that you negotiated when you were coming in from that cross-promotion, if you were outside the organization, would have been 100 times higher if you were a male? Like, is this what we are like, or 99, you know, times higher? Okay, yeah. So this is just, and then so are women not fighting for the, you know, they're not necessarily fighting for equity if they're joining an organization or as they're being promoted within an organization? This one, you know, I think we could do a podcast about that in and of itself, and the power of wealth, especially through a public lens. That one was super interesting.
Yeah. And I think we will. I think this episode and this kind of us v them topic is one that lends itself to multiple episodes.
There is lots of research that has been done and will continue to be done as we bring you part three and so on of Us Versus Them. So on that note, thank you for joining us for today's episode, and we will see you next time. Ciao for now.
Thanks very much.